You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Feeling comfortable in your own skin can be difficult to achieve, and talking about your sex life can be even more uncomfortable. That's because for many women, there are so many mental, emotional, physical, and even cultural components that play into all of this. An upcoming workshop in Boise is hoping to answer many of these questions and concerns and also help women just get more comfortable in the skin that we are all in. Joining me live in studio are the facilitators of the Positively Good Sex Workshop, Chelsea Byers, pelvic health physical therapist, Amy Pence Brown, body positivity activist, and Megan Kohler, licensed professional therapist. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So I want to start with, tell me how you came up with the idea for the workshop and why.
Oh, okay.
I think Megan, that would be you.
Well, I've been on before because I have been, over the last 2 years, really feeling like there's a huge need to sort of open the doors of the world of healthy sex education, as well as just sex positivity within women, marriages, relationships. And as I've been working here in the Treasure Valley, teaching parenting classes and hosting workshops, I just really felt like something like this needed to happen. I see a lot of women in my private practice from various diverse backgrounds. And one thing I'm noticing is that uniquely women really struggle with being comfortable in our bodies and being comfortable with our sex life. And so that kind of got the wheels a turning. And then I've worked with Chelsea before, and I knew Amy is kind of a really good go-to when it comes to body positivity and sex. And so I kind of rounded the troops and said, hey, what do you think of this? And that's kind of how it started.
And Chelsea, your specialty is pelvic floor health.
Correct.
So talk to me a little bit about that, because for a lot of women, if you've had a baby,
there are changes.
Yeah. So pelvic health physical therapy in regards to women's health, obviously there's a lot of changes that go through a woman's pregnancy. And with that, we just kind of in our society say, hold on for the ride and hopefully come out the other side okay. And so my approach is to be very proactive with it and try and get them to have a more comfortable pregnancy, guide them through the recovery process instead of like, oh, it'll get better. Wait and see, or the inevitable that I hear still from time to time is have a glass of wine, it'll get better. And trying to guide them and give them the tools on how to have a better sex life, have a better mental state, work through some of the postpartum anxiety and depression factors, and embrace the changes that occur to their body from pregnancy.
Because those are big changes. I mean, even when everything goes well, and it's hard sometimes to be comfortable in that new space. And have you found that?
Oh, very much so, very much so. And so I think the hardest part for a lot of women is just starting the conversation. Mm. It's a very private act as far as intercourse goes, but I think they see on social media all the quick rebounds as far as their bodies, right? And so perceive
that's
that
a lie.
Way. Right?
I'm like, come on now.
Yeah, but that doesn't make the rationale that they're giving themselves in that adjusting state. They think that they need to be able to get back to the gym at 3 or 4 weeks. And if they do that, they're trying to build a house on sand and they don't have that foundational strength. So it might be beautiful, but keep going. And over time, the wear and tear may create more chronic low back pain, digestive changes, altered sex life, so many factors.
Because with pelvic floor health, I mean, it goes beyond just intercourse. I mean, it really does help keep your core together,
it's
really.
Bowel, bladder, sexual function, supportive function, even the core stability. So a lot of people think of the core as the rectus abdominis, the six-pack muscle. But the true core is what's called the transverse abdominis, kind of like the corset to the spine, the pelvic floor, small muscles in the back, and your diaphragm. And so with baby, as they grow, they're shoved up into the diaphragm, so you don't restore the breath pattern. You're not going to restore pelvic floor strength and function. And there's many countries that they just are now starting to embrace more and more of pelvic floor rehab as standard practice. And those countries that are seeing much better outcomes long term for those women, so they're not having surgeries as frequently, needing the medications, use of pads for incontinence.
All of these things.
All of these things.
And then, Amy, let's talk about the idea of just feeling good in your skin. You are a huge advocate of this, no matter your body type, size, shape, because there are so many things just within our own culture that kind of shame women into thinking we have to be a certain type.
For sure. And, you know, researchers have found that body shame may, in fact, be the most significant contributing factor to a dissatisfying sex life. And positive self-esteem and positive body image can really give you the confidence and the courage to ask for what you need and desire, not only in life, in the boardroom, but also in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And it really contributes a lot to whole health, to our whole health, having positive self-image and being comfortable in your skin. And of course, an important part of whole health is sexual health, and realizing that you are worthy of pleasure and desire, you know, and desire and having those needs met in your body as it is right now.
You know, you guys do this for a profession, so it's got to be fairly easy or normal for you to be talking about this. I would think that for a lot of women and even men, this is really uncomfortable. And I'm sure people even listening right now might feel a little uncomfortable. How do we move past that discomfort?
I think attending something like this is obviously a huge hurdle, but it might be a really good start to 2019 to decide I'm going to take charge of my life and maybe improve an area that I feel like I'm lacking. And so just maybe setting foot into the door of the workshop might be a good way of kind of overcoming this. But yes, being nervous and uncomfortable and fearful about this topic is something I personally deal with all the time, with other people saying, you know, I barely could make it to one of your classes, but I'm so glad I did. Or this topic, I grew up my whole life feeling very shameful about sex, but I don't want my kids to feel that way, or I no longer want to feel that way, so I'm trying to make a better change for myself. We've had people contact us and say, I really want to come to your workshop, but I don't want to RSVP yes on Facebook because I'm incredibly nervous or shameful of it or worried what other people will say. And I always have to say, nobody's forcing you to RSVP yes on Facebook. You do not have to let others know that you're coming. And one thing that I think is important to mention is that sex within itself is incredibly diverse, whatever that looks like for an individual. Bodies are incredibly diverse. You know, how you represent and express your gender is very diverse. And so sex positivity is all about the diversity of that. And so this workshop, we have done a really good job of making sure that we are speaking to that diversity. So if you identify as a woman, if you're married, if you're not, if you're a certain age, if you're older, if your body looks a certain way, if you're single, I mean, we're really trying to make sure that we are hitting the gamut of women and their sexuality and leaving room for that diversity, because that's really important too. Women get shoved into a mold or a box of this is what your sex life is supposed to be like. And so many women do not fit into that mold. And so we're here to speak about how that mold is ridiculous. And we all should be able to find what feels right for ourselves. And we're going to give you permission at this workshop to find what works for you.
And I think you make a good point about the idea of as we raise our children and wanting them to not feel that type of shame, whether you're raising a boy or a girl, you know, none of that matters. And does that come up a lot in your conversations? And, you know, Amy, even in some of the groups that you're in, do you see that as maybe one of the driving forces why women are maybe talking about this a little bit more?
Yes, I definitely, you know, we've talked before about how motherhood really made me an activist and brought to the forefront a lot of changes that I wanted to see made. I wanted my kids to grow up in a different culture than I did. And that starts with me. I think that at home we have a great chance to make a lot of change, not only to our family, but then it, you know, goes out to our friends and then it ends up being conversations at work. And then if you're lucky, it ends up being conversations on the radio and at workshops
for all
with
of everyone to hear about.
Yeah. And or, you know, in other groups. And I think that it is incredibly powerful and important. I think that we all want the best for our kids and want but that has to start with us as adults, I think, in order to teach that at home.
And Chelsea, I think what's interesting with the work that you do with pelvic floor health is there's so much just, I think, it's almost just this idea that, well, if you've had a baby, I mean, guess what? It's normal. You're just, you know, you have to deal with the incontinence. This is just normal.
Yeah.
And I believe, Megan, it was you who told me this, and you touched on this, Chelsea, that I think it's in France that you said that there is, when you go into a store, they don't have aisles for incontinence and all of that because their culture
is proactive about this.
And is that something that we need to get to in this country?
Yeah. I mean, I've worked with many women through their pregnancy and then following. And there's one gal who stands out in my mind who it was her fifth pregnancy. She came in at about 13 weeks, had a large diastasis, the separation of the abdominal wall, which creates weakness. And she just didn't want it to get worse and create long-term problems. And so guided her through a few visits. I saw her maybe 3 or 4 times through the pregnancy. And then afterwards, she had the smoothest pregnancy out of all of them, she said. Felt the strongest, and she rebounded in her strength and her activity a lot quicker. I mean, it still took time and effort, but she didn't have any sort of peezing, as I call it, or peeing when you sneeze, which is, you know, so commonly you hear people say that it's normal.
You hear that all the time from women.
I've just had a few kids.
I've just had kids, so that's what happens. Yeah. And that has to then just play in effect to how you feel about your body.
Mm-hmm.
When, I mean, especially when you know there's research out there that says we can fix
right.
this.
Then it feeds into the confidence side of
right.
it. And maybe there's people who have a little bit of leakage during sex. And so then they don't want to be as intimate. And then it plays into their marriage. And then it's a spiral effect,
mm-hmm.
their confidence, their work and everything. You know, they might limit their activity, how much they're out and about in the community, chasing after the kids in the park or jumping on the trampoline, the nemesis of moms,
right.
as the joke goes. So
it makes a big difference how all of this is incorporated. So if people are hopefully brave enough to come to the workshop, mm-hmm. when and where?
So the workshop is January 5th at the Linden Building from 9 to noon. And tickets are on sale on all of our Facebook pages and websites. And on Eventbrite, you can go to Positively Good Sex. Sex Positivity for Any Kind of Woman is what the full title of this is. And you can purchase tickets. And we are going to be making sure that everybody who walks in the door feels comfortable. There's no shame or judgment. And we're just going to be giving you lots of different resources. And like I said, sex positivity as a whole is speaking to the diversity mm-hmm. of, you know, people's sexual wants, needs, desires, whatever that looks like. So we're going to have a whole gamut of resources and local resources. Even we're pairing up with a couple of different places here in town. I'm going to be speaking about the mental and emotional strategies and aspects of sexual health, since I'm a licensed counselor. And then Chelsea's going to be speaking to the very diverse aspects of just your physical self, what that looks mm-hmm. like for literally any kind of woman. And then Amy's going to be speaking to a lot of the culture that really compounds that shame and the need for body positivity in regards to sex. Purity culture is something that we'll be talking, all three of us most likely be talking about, because it definitely impacts how women feel about their bodies and sex and relationships and everything. So Linden Building, January 5th. And what a great way to start the year. A lot of New Year's resolutions are super shame-based and mm-hmm. negative. And this one, it's just like throwing out there, hey, I'm going to make this a priority in my life in 2019. It's just kind of a fun way to kick it off.
Well, and it's a good conversation to be having.
Yeah. And that's the important thing, is to start the conversation, and maybe even with some of your closest girlfriends, and just get the conversation going with people.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be coffee.
There will
be.
Oh, well, there you go.
And there will be, it will be fun. And
yeah, you don't want to make anybody nervous. Like,
no.
It will be fun.
Yes,
it will.
And there, you know,
it's going to be really lighthearted, and we're going to do our best to make sure that this topic is not intimidating.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I appreciate you all coming in and talking about this. It is necessary to be having these conversations, whether you feel comfortable about it or not. My guest today, Chelsea Byers, pelvic health physical therapist, Amy Pence Brown, body positivity activist, and Megan Kohler, a licensed professional therapist. Their workshop will be January 5th in the Linden Building in downtown Boise. Thank you for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you.
Thanks.